stable, steady state, upright, standing firm. That's the typology of the man. That's the typology of the man. The typology of the woman is the earth, the rolling hills, the waves, the cycles. The cycles of life. She shall have many sorrows. The Bible says pain in childbearing and many sorrows, and her desire shall be to the husband. And she can blame Eve, you know. But we all fell, excuse me, before we got saved, you know. The saved woman, she can be stable. And the saved man, he can be stable. But what you'll see is the unsaved, they're not stable, they're fickle. The ones that are stable, it's because they're vampiring off of somebody else. The unsaved that are stable is because they're vampiring off of somebody else. And it's usually more than one. They're usually vampiring off of four or five. There's no way they can be stable except for the fact they vampire off of somebody else. That just the reality is the way this reality is set up. It's impossible. It's impossible for them to be stable apart from Christ. Look at the economy. The god of this world is the devil. Look at how crazy this economy is. Up and down. Look at the stock market. Up and down. The god of this world is the devil. It's not steady state. It's up and down, up and down, just like emotions. Truth is stable. Rightly dividing the word of truth is stability. Standing on the truth is stable. So these queen bee Jezebels who try to usurp the authority in the home, in government, in churches and all that, their businesses, they try to usurp the authority in the business. The business itself has a plan and a pattern and a routine to keep it stable, right? And so these, have you noticed, there's certain people that get into a business and they'll try to destroy the business from within and try to destabilize it, cause trouble and lawsuits and everything else. These people are vampires trying to vampire off somebody else. Because stability in this system requires sacrifice. When a woman has kids, she starts to learn about sacrifice for her children. Not all women, but a lot of women. When a manager takes a job on a business, they learn that, wait a minute, they got a real manager, they're gonna sacrifice more than the employees. When you run a business, you sacrifice more than the people who work for you. I've seen it. I've actually seen it. I've lived it. And so, stability, stable in your place. You gotta be stable. Just like Abel. Stable, Abel. S-T, Abel. You're able by the ST, the snake on the cross. In the world, you'll have tribulations, right? You'll have trouble, but be of good cheer, I overcame the world. So the Holy Spirit in you can allow you by faith to overcome the sight. Like right now, we got Corona stuff. It looks bad. Oh, no. Oh, the sky's falling. The sky's falling. Looks bad, don't it? But you overcome it by faith. Because you know in Genesis chapter 10 or 8 or wherever it was, God promised seed time and harvest. God promised, and God requires if a man don't work, he don't eat. And all these systems that they set up in America is based on capitalism working. And as soon as they start releasing it, everybody's going to go back to work, and they're going to appreciate their job more, and they're going to be more thankful, and they're going to work harder, and so forth. Most women will never admit it, but that's why they're looking for a man to bring stability into their life. They won't admit it. Most Gentile women will not admit that. But it's the truth. It's the truth. And the Jezebel, what she's trying to do is destabilize you, trying to get you tied in with her vagina and then play mind games with other men to play against you to try to destabilize you. But what she's doing is actually destroying herself. And she thinks that the men can't see what's going on, but we know what's going on. You know, all these people say, well, you can't understand a woman. Yeah, you can. She's a piece cut off. She's the flesh side of man. All he has to do is magnify his flesh side 100 times, and he'll understand the fear, doubt, worry, insecurity, multiply it times 100. You know, anytime you've ever had a fear or a doubt or a worry or insecure, multiply it by 1,000, and you understand what a woman's. So they don't make sense to themselves a lot of times. I'm not attacking women. I'm just telling you the types and shadows. I'm telling you how the culture has lied. The culture has lied to everybody. And so what it should mean is the men should be stronger and realize when they get married, they're going to have to sacrifice for their wife and their family, so they better marry one they love, you know, and try the spirits before they get married, because a woman knows if a man loves her or not. And if he don't, she'll probably try to just turn him into a baby daddy. He'll be locked up. I mean, locked down for 18 years. It won't be like, it'll be worse than the coronavirus ever hit. He'll be locked down for 18 years. And so when you understand the types and shadows, you can properly get in your role and admit what's going on. Because, you know, people can live in delusion all day long, but as long as they live in delusion, they're not going to be healed. They're not going to be healed. And so everybody has the flesh mind, the flesh side, and you've got to admit it to be healed. You've got to run to Jesus and get in the Word and figure out what that's about. What are those thoughts about? They're programs from the system, it's not really who you are in Christ. It's just a program. So you can take your thought and bring every thought into captivity and overcome, be an overcomer, and not let the music and the world and the culture lie and the bloodline lie determine your identity. So you overcome by getting your identity in Christ, and you see through the system. It's a birthing system, which is cycles, and you see through the game. And when you see through the game, you can be stable and you can be upright. It doesn't matter if it's a woman or a man, you can bring in stability once you get that, figure out what God created you to be. And you learn to be stable. And if it's a woman married, she can submit to her husband. If it's a man married, he can understand her struggles and he can love her even through her insanity. And sometimes the man goes insane and she might have to temporarily take on his role for a season if he goes crazy or loses it for a while. But everything's a season. It's not going to be forever. And so you endure hardship as a good soldier. And sometimes if you're in a ship with somebody and they go a little bit crazy, you got to hang on till they get right, you know? That's what's happening.